Okay, we're holding on the Rosh and Dalam and Beis. V'shalim es nederai shenadarti, har kabonis nezirusai. So Avshalom was going to bring his kabonis for his nezirus. Okay, so we see that he was being nerg nezirus. How do we know that there was a year? Because it says, v'yehi mekeis yamim liyamim. Every period of time, he would go and cut his hair. And it says it's the end of the year, and it refers to that as yamim.
Interesting that they picked that as opposed to this week's parsha, yamim ha'asar, which is non-halachic.
Well, it's a yamim asur. It's not clear what that it means a year, but over there it says explicitly that it's a year. There by yamim by Batir Chaim it says explicitly it's a year. So that's what you want. You want a fairish. That so the Mora says that. Why does everyone look from Batir Chaim by the case of okay, this is Rebbe, right? Okay. As the Moshe's Rebbe, who the Omar Hosam Berochin, then Yamim Pachas Mishnayim. It tells me this passage tells me a different din. You have 12 months, but you can't be parted, you can't redeem the house back until after 2 days. The first 2 days, it stays with the kayach. The din of being girded back only is after 2 days. It's referring not to the end of the 12 months, but the beginning of the 12 months. So after you have the geula only after the end of till the end of 12 months. So that's how we know the end. But it says over here the word geula is not necessary. But regards to yomim, it's telling me 2 days, not 12 months. So how can you learn over here that it means 12 months? So some more answers. That's why is that here? One second. Where is that going to? Here it is. Okay. So the Chesachon puts in on the Rosh that the Eimam Eichacha Miyamim Yamima Telachta Beros Yisrael Arba Yamim Bashana. 4 times a year, the girls would visit the daughter of Yiftach. So we assume it means Hanam Gimel Chadashim, Gimel Chadashim once every. 3 months. Mor says, no, it's not clear in the pasuk what it means. It just means 4 times a year, but we don't know exactly what that means, so that can't be a source. The Mor says, you can't learn out miyamim yamima. No, that's the first. The Mor says, it's not the same words. Yamim and yamima. The Mor says, oh, that doesn't bother us. We see by the Tzaras of Abayis, Rabbi Shmuel said, Zui Shiva, Zui Bia. Just like by the case of where the pasuk says the bar kohen, the kohen comes back. It means that we take out the stones. You remove the plaster which is there. You put in new stones and new plaster, and you give a week. The words aren't the same. That doesn't bother us. Given the mashmaus on chad, kadosh they have the same meaning. So Yomim and Yamima is the same thing. So Mor says, no, you can't learn out because it says over here from Yiftach, because we don't know it's 3 months. It just means 4 times a year. The first 2 visits were after every 4 months. Another 2 visits were every after two months. So Pasuk, which is explicit how long it is, but the word Yomim is referring to how much of a length of time, is much more preferred to teach us than from words Yomim, which we have no idea what it means. How many months? Okay. So then the more asks the question so the Roy says that the reason is because we learn out 30 days because my time of Kahanim should be but we the Kahanim get a haircut every 30 days because otherwise the hair is going to get too heavy. So over here also by Nazareth. Now, how do we know by Kahanim that the shear of Kaibet is 30 days? Kahanim Gufa Yafin and Para me Nazar. The Megalkim Lalama Yom. So by Nazar, it's every 30 days. And it says the word Para, Kushia Gadel Para. Saying the positive backwards. Kadosh, yeah, Gadol Paras Arusher, good. So that's 30 days, and it says by the Kahanim that they shouldn't be para, means they shouldn't be more than that amount of time, which is 30 days. That's the Gemara Sanhedrin Parakar and Gadol. So the Rosh, so it comes out you're learning out from Nazir to Kayin to Nazir Olam. So skip the step and just go from Nazir to Nazir. Hadala Yalif Nazir Olam Mistam Nazir. Mishum the Hasim Dinhu the Megaleach Mishum the Shami Yemen is a Rusa. By regular Nazir, his interior is up. So that's why he has the right to get his hair cut. Whereas Nazir Olam, where his Naziris continues, I wouldn't know that. But once Nazir teaches me Kayin, and by Kayin we have the word sorry, 1 second. The Pasuk says over here, a din of Kayvid, the Kahuna continues, but still Megaleach. So over here also, the Naziris continues, but still he's Megaleach. Then the Mor says that. Bersi says he's Megaleach once a week, Erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. And that's what Avshalom did. So what's the difference between Avshalom and the rest of the children of David? My Ika Benayo Lesharacha. What's the difference between Avshalom and his brothers? The Bnei Kahanim get haircuts every week, and he's getting a haircut every week. So how does his Naziris affect that? The difference is that, like we said over here, that that the Nazir Olam cannot use the regular scissors, can't do it in the regular way, and they could. So you're asking what's the difference between the two? That's the difference between the two. And also he can't remove all of his hair, and they were able to take off all of their hair. But the Maisa, they didn't take off all of their hair, so they ended up with hair, and he ended up with hair. So that we're asking, my Benayu, and they weren't bedafka to use misraim. So practically, they could be doing the exact same thing as him.
Mm, I guess
Yes.
How much air was taken, I guess, was left?
Well, that's the Mora's question. If you get a haircut every week, if someone's getting a haircut every week, so it wasn't that much air. Who maybe give him behemoths because she writes to the Galat, Kedin Stam Nazir. So why do we say the answer is very simple? He had to bring kerbonos every time he got a haircut, and they didn't. Ikal and Meimar, the Hainu Hai, the Ka Omar, probably.
So, right when you get
So that's the Morris Teretz, that the second Teretz of the Gemara, that they could get a haircut first thing in the morning, and he couldn't do it until later because he had to bring his Kerbonis. That's included in the Morris Teretz. Then according to this, it's Lav Dafka Panya. Panya means in the afternoon. El Deloy Megech Ad Havos Kerbonis Zav. So that's actually the source for this difference, with saying that he had to wait till the afternoon. Because it doesn't really mean afternoon, it just means later in the day, because he had to bring his Kerbonis first. Okay. And the Mora says this: the rebellion of Shalom took place after 40 years. So it couldn't mean 40 years of David Melech, because David Melech was only Melech for 40 years. So I tell you, Me'eza Chesh Ben Hoyisa Hamarida. We're calculating this 40 years of when the rebellion started. From when? The case Mamish Shalom Lehemela. The martyr Shalom Shalom. We still Shemar the Bemalchus based David, and Kli so followed of Shalom for the most part. Was Mana Mi Mardus Yisrael Shemar the Bemalchus Shalom Mishal Lehemela. So it paralleled the fact that Kli Yisrael, like Shmuel, castigated the nation, that they're being Moyes HaKadosh Baruch Hu for being Melech by asking for a physical king. Okay. 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 If a person says Nazirus without designating an amount of time, the halacha gives him a status of a nazir for 30 days. So the Mora says, where does that come from? So he's Kadosh. Yeah is Gematria plus and Havu. Yeah is Gematria of Yeah is 30. Yud is 10, He is 5, 10 and 5, so 10 and 5, 10 and 5 is 30.
Is that a bona fide drasha, or is that just sort of a tradition?
If I recall correctly, maybe Tavua, I think. Should be Tavua. That he calls it an asmachta, but not an asmachta b'alma, but asmachta gemura. Which means that there was a lot of Moshe Sinai that's 30 days, but the Torah gave us a very clear place to hang our hat on. But the flow of the Gemara over here does not sound like it was a real drasha. We'll see in the Gemara. So that's Ramasna. Barpada Omar Kenega Nazir Nizroi Hamur Batara Lamed Chosarakas. In the parasha of Nazir, it says Linder Neder Nazir Lahazir. He says words of not being making a Neder, being Nazir and Nazir, and the Yemei Nizroi. It says it 29 times in the parasha. So he's an author for 29 full days, and day 30 he brings his karbanos. Okay. Ramnas the Nami Yolov Nalov me Nazar Nizra. So why does he use it from these words over here? So Amr Lakahu the Drasha. Each one of those has a drasha that we learn for it. For example, Yain Meshekhar Yazir, Lesser Yain Mitzah Kiyain Yain Rishus. Kiyafli Linder Neder Nazir Lahazir, Malamish and Naziris Cholal and Naziris. It's a person who undertake two Naziris, one after the other, and they're both Chal. So a person is knowing them Zachar Zeh, but we don't say that once a Naziris is Chal, there's no din. It's be'etzim chal, just a prethel. You can't be knowing it until you do, until you finish the first one. So each one has a drush of why it's written, the extra words. Rapada says back, Lekha chal min ha'in delav ledrush. It's a double negative over here. There's definitely one of them which is not for a drush. So one of them is just simply there being extra to tell me no. So what's that one for? So if there's one of them is extra and there's no drasha for it, they say why is it there? Because it wants to add on to the number of times it says nazir to give you the right number. So I understand you count all the other ones. One isn't a count because we obviously we assume it's one day at least. So if of the 29 of them, 28 of them are needed for something, one of them is extra, what's that extra one for? To tell you one more up beyond everything that's written until now. So I don't care if the 28 of them have drasha. As long as one doesn't have a drasha, that's all I need to tell me 29. Okay. So the more Stamaziris Shlashim Yom. Bishtam al Ramnas, the Nicho. Alabar Padakasha, it's not 30 days, it's 29 days. So I'm the Chabar Pada. I need the Ika Yom Slosin, the Megaleach, maybe Kabar Noisav, Bishamachi Tana Shlashim. But it's 29 full days, and you're mocked of the Korban, and he cuts his hair on day 30. So on day 30, there is Dinim of the Ziris as well. So it is appropriate to say Stam Aziris Shloshim Yom. The person is makabel. The zero is going to be makabel. He can't be makabel just less than 30 days. Okay, but he definitely can be makabel in the zero and say 30 full days, and he has to wait to day 31. And he can make him makabel in the zero 37 days. He can make anything he wants.
We're going to say it's 4 days, and you'd have a partial day at the end. And unless his timing is quite good, partial day at the beginning.
I'm not following the thought.
That you're going to say 30 full days. 30 days with no diminution on any of the days. the last day is a partial day, the day of Yom Kippur.
Right.
And the first day, unless his timing is very good, is also a partial day.
Right.
So that's 32 days.
No. Okay. With the first day, Misa Yom Kippur, that everybody agrees to. So day one is the day that he starts the Naziris, even that that is not a full day. But once he's being noyig, do you say that he has to? Barpada says he's noyig till the end of day 29, and day 30 brings his karbonis. Ramasta is saying that you need 30 days to be the same thing. Day one is Mrs. Yom Kikuloi, and then you'll have till the end of day 30, and day 31 you bring the karbonis. Okay.
With regard to being noyig, is there anything that Nazir is allowed to change in his behavior between the time that the days end and he brings the korban up?
No.
Why don't we hold up the general notion of mix as a Yom Kippur at the end?
Yeah, well, we'll see. Let's go through the sugya. Tanan, Misha Marini Nozer, Mr. says later on that a person says he's a not regular Kabbalah of Naziris. Megaleach Yoim Shloshim Ve'echot. So he's not like 30 days, and day 31 is when he cuts his hair and brings the Karbonis. Bishlam of the Ramasa Nicha. So according to Ramasa, that's what makes sense. Day 30 days. Again, day one is Mixim Kabbalah. But then you finish off complete 30 days, and then the day 31 you bring karbanos. Why day 31 according to Barpada? Should be day 30. So Amalach Barpada, Barpada says back, excuse me, 1 second, Amos Sefer. He says, "Im gilach liyam shloshim is yotza." But if he already doesn't wait to day 31, he does, on day 30, he cuts his hair. It's a valid kiyum of his naziris. So according to me, that's good because you have 29 days, and day 30 you cut your hair. According to Master, what's that about? So the Morris can get that in a second. The Prophet says, okay, good, but I still have to answer the ratio. So why do you wait to day 31? Ella Seifa Misayayale. Seifa supports Prophet. And ratio is not the karma shleimim. That we deal with, even though he's incinerating Nazir, we tell him to wait to day 31, because had he said shleimim, you'd have to wait to day 31. Therefore, even if he did not say shleimim, we want him, we want to deal with it as if he said shleimim. But B'riyabed, since he did not say shleimim, and he brought the kibbutz on day 30, it's okay. So the more the Ramash, the Kasha Seifa, according to Ramash, that you need 30 days, then you bring in day 31. So how can you tell me B'riyabed if he cuts his hair on day 30, it's okay? Kasar Mitzayim Kikuloi. So that Ramasta holds Mitzvah Yom Kikula. So the Gemara, that Mitzvah Yom Kikula, really Tanan Ha'im already knows the Shloshim Yom. If you look here, Lamed Lo Yotze. What happened to Mitzvah Yom Kikula? So Morris says Bar Mishleimim. Over there, he said the case of that Mishnah, which says already knows the Shloshim Yom. If you look here, Lamed Lo Yotze. Some of the cases he said already knows the Shloshim Yom Shleimim. But just saying, already knows the Lamed Yom. You would say Mitzvah Yom Kikula. Okay.
So is the Gibbon a requirement? at the end of his nazir, must he have a haircut?
Yeah. Where says the mitzvah say?
And there's a, is there a shiwa for this mitzvah, or is it kosher?
It's got all of it. It takes everything off.
Oh, four, okay.
Yeah. The more actually discusses, I mean, it's a full giluach, yeah. Okay. See the rush. So back on the Mishnah, beginning of the Mishnah. Stam is here's Lamidyan. The Mamar Rainy Nozer Bistam appears Kama. He just said Rainy Nozer, did not say how long. Sarak Lino Ignazirus Lamidyan. Gemara Farshmanoli. Okay, now the next Mishnah says, we don't have, the rush has it here. It belongs to the next Mishnah, which is on Daf Zayin. Rainy Nozer. Achas gedolah v'achas ketano. I mean, those are a long, a big one, a small one. So the loch is it's 30 days. Ben Shomer Areni Nozer gedolah. Ben Shomer Areni Nozer ketano. Ben Shomer Areni Nozer mikan. But sefer olam noig nazir islamidya. So 30 days. Ah, you said gedolah. Lamina Kishomar Achis Kadilo Yina Nosa Yosim Lamit Kishomar Nosa Kitana Yina Gnazir Pachus Milamit Kishomar Kalasev Olam Yia Nosa Olam. He says, the mercy, what he means is saying, when I say Gadilo, I mean like, I'm a Nosa Gadilo, which means I'm in Nosa for 30 days, which by me is such a big thing. I'm a Nosa Kitana Nosa for 30 days, but that's just aggressive. Etc. So it's not describing the month of days, it's describing his attitude towards what's happening.
I mean, the rush here is, why does he just say that it's like, if he doesn't say, you know, how much time, then he has to hold Lamed Yom. I mean, you also have the second din of Lamed Yom that you can't have in his year is less than Lamed Yom.
You're right. I mean, but that's probably Nichol what he's saying. He's saying once a Stam Naziris automatically has to be 30 days because you can't have less than 30 days.
Well, here I don't know. If he's not Mefarish, then it's 30 days.
Right.
Well, let's he says 25 days. I mean, I don't know from the rush that's not valid.
True. True. But that's probably not the point of the Mishnah. The reason why that's true is because since it says Gadol Pe'er, the Pasuk says, because actually, yeah, Gadol Pe'er Saroshai, and yeah, has a gematria of 30, so the Gadol Pe'er is, by definition, only 30 days. Since the Torah says you have to be Gadol Pe'er, it has to be 30 days. Once, that's not the din of Stam Naziris, Stam Yoyim. It's a practical issue that there's a chiyuv to be Gadol Pe'er, which the Torah says is a year.
Yeah, but if I have, let's say I haven't taken a haircut for 29 days, and then I'm kavil naziris for 10 days. So I'm effectively, I will be megadol pera.
Well, yes and no. You're not being megadol pera under the the framework of naziris. Okay. Zok the year Gemara and Tosan Havo. The Rosh says the year of the Gemara Gemiri law. It was a halacha Moshe Sinai. So Chua Ahach Gematria and the line of Gematria. Lav Yud Gimel Midas he should tell the address of the band. Gematria is not one of the Yud Gimel Midas. So we're now going to learn out of halacha is based on the Gematria. This is right. So there's another brisa. The brisa we're familiar with the brisa of Tanur Rishmol, the Yud Gimel Midas attorney drashes. So those are midas which are allowed to use to teach us an actual halacha. The brisa of I'm here with Yosef Lili, but it's wrong. I think it's Rabbi Eliezer, the son of Rabbi Yosef Lili. He says there are 32 midas Shatrani Jashas Behem, which are used for things other than just the Hilchasa. So you have use them for Agadata, Drushas, etc. So that includes Gematria, but not for Allah. So most people is Allah Moshe Sinai, and this is an Asmachta. So that is Ramasna. So then, when the Mor is discussing Ramasna, you need 30 days. It's not because we're making a drush of 30 days. We're saying if you feel this is the Asmachta and the Halacha Moshe Sinai, it must have been the Halacha Moshe Sinai was 30 full days. Kenega Nazir Nidroi Nazaru Yazir Malaman Chas. So there's 29 of them. The Vaminezer Lakabal Roshoy, the Kakoshev. That one over there, the Loshan Kesser, Benezer who Kidimitagamina Klila. So the word Nazer is used not in the context of a Nazir, but the word the idea of a crown. It's also used the word Nazer. So that word Nazer is a, it has totally different meaning than the rest of them, so it's not counted. Ramasna Nalif Minozer Nizra Nistabra Tvei, that makes more sense. That's a real drasha. The Kulu Ichtibi, the Minyana, the major gear Gematria of Amila, learning how to Gematria of a word is much less Mistabra than saying, listen, I see the pasuk repeats it again and again and again. It's come to tell me Yalacha based on the amount of number time is mentioned. So he says, "Hanu Nazir Nizroi the drush also." Some of them have drushes in them. But the shem which we darshan, the minyana ichtavu. So they're not written for the purpose of count. So Bar Padas is back. There's definitely one which is extra. I mean, a handle the minyana, kulu minyana. Once that extra one is the only purpose it could have is to tell me whatever amount of time it says nozer. You know what? There's one more to tell me that for accounts. So I know that the other 28 are there to be the backdrop to add the one more and get a count of 29. Then allow the drasha. The one which is not for drasha, Megali Al Enoch, clarifies regards to the other one. Tumor de Hanoch, the Minyana. Just like these ones are for the count. Enoch Nami, the Minyana. They're for Vitarta Shemina Minayo. So you can make a drasha on it. And that doesn't preclude you for using it for your count of how many days. Our mission says 30. Ella by Padakasha, the Lam and Chaser Echad, Sagi, 29 is enough. It says day 30 in Mekalech, member Kerbanoisim. Vasa B'yayin and Matuma, Achi Yavi Kerbanoisim. So till he brings the Kerbanos, he has all dinim of a Nazir. Sefer Shloshim it makes sense. Habli Kapora, the Nazir Tor, Nami Boy Kapora, Al Shatir Atzma Mina Yain. We don't have the Gersan our Gemara, but he had a Gersan the Gemara that you bring the Kabbalah and get a Kapora. So therefore it says Lama makes sense because you need to be knowing the Naziris and they Lama until the Kabbalah. So till he finishes the process, he did him a nazir. So right now it comes out, we're saying it's really 29 days, and the kibbonos are brought on day 30. Maskana loy koy hachi. That's not correct, the maskana. He agrees that we wait till day 31. So it says you bring kibbonos on day 31. Bishop of the Rav Masna Nicha, the Kiman the Stam Nozer Lamed Yom, and Makalech Atchi Ashlim Kol Yemei Nisimusa. So can't say on day 30, the Nisirus hasn't finished. He waits till day 31. Elor Hadakasha, the Meir Mechavtes, Shoma Yemei Nisirusa Yem Lamed Yigaleach. Okay. Now, how much the Shni Laot, the Mor could have answered immediately the teretz of that Nasik Omer Shleimim, that even though he didn't say, he said day 30 days, he meant, we assume he means Shleimim. So the Mor could have answered that right away, but the Mor really proves it from the Seifa that if you make a Lech, day 30 Yotza, that it's not really Ma'akev. It's all this here.